91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. How would you respond to an always cleaner, more cheerful, more calming household? No, we're not talking about family therapy, but a new attitude toward cleaning. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. We'll speak with YouTube star Melissa Maker about her new book, Clean My Space, the secret to cleaning better, faster, and loving your home every day. Then Linda Gassenheimer's annual St. Paddy's Day celebration with Irishman Martin Lynch of John Martin's Irish Pub in Coral Gables. He'll talk about St. Patrick's Day in North America and bring some traditional fare to the table, including perhaps something to wet the whistle. Stay tuned. Topical Currents up next after the news. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, it's today's Topical Currents. We have a successful entrepreneur and YouTube video star with us by phone now. We hope it will be an even cleaner, brighter studio after we speak with her, Bonnie.
Well, Joe, I have my Swiffer ready to go. I'm eyeing it from the corner. She's also a newly published author, which brought her to our attention. She's Melissa Maker, the force behind YouTube's Clean My Space, which is also the name of her housekeeping service in Toronto. Her YouTube subscribers number more than 500,000 in 165 countries, and she has over 5 million views a month.
Her just-released book is Clean My Space, The Secret to Cleaning Better, Faster, and Loving Your Home Every Day. And she joins us from Toronto, where it's cold.
Welcome, Melissa.
It's cold up here. You guys got it. It's nice to be here.
Well, it makes it more fun for cleaning when it's cold, I can assure you.
I suppose. You know, you're not breaking a sweat and you don't really have a better reason to be outside.
Exactly. So just so everyone will know your little secret, and probably many will relate, you didn't get into this field because you had a passion for cleaning, quite the contrary. So tell us a little background.
Quite the contrary, Bonnie. I am not a fan of cleaning. I never was, and frankly, I think I can say I never will be. but it was one of those things where I decided that I wanted to start a business. I had always been entrepreneurial, and I was all about finding a great opportunity. And I knew there were a lot of people like me who didn't like cleaning, so I decided to go after that. That was the golden opportunity. And then I started this cleaning business in 2006.
And just because it was a viable cleaning venture, because you actually started this cleaning business when you began, right?
Yeah, so I didn't know anything about cleaning, obviously. Hated it, and I had no money because I was an entrepreneur just starting up, so I had to do all the cleaning myself, and that meant I had to learn it. So I researched, read, practiced, studied, tested things out, and I realized that there were a lot of inefficiencies with cleaning. And somebody said to me the other day, and I think it's really true, that when you hate doing something, you try to find the quickest way to do it so you can get done as quickly as possible. And that's exactly what I did. So I cut a lot of the fluff, and I kind of took a re-engineered approach to cleaning. And then I would train my staff on this new method. Our clients were thrilled with the results they were getting. And then a few years later, in 2011, is when I started making YouTube videos to teach people one technique at a time. And it really started to take off.
I suppose a lot of it is attitude in cleaning. How do you get the complacent to energize and to keep things neat and clean, to want to do it?
And that's a really, you know, that's a tough question to answer, because ultimately it comes down to somebody feeling some level of motivation. And for me, it's hard to get that motivation. But at the same time, while I don't like cleaning, I genuinely appreciate how good it feels to come home to a clean space. It's like, you know, if you have bad, you know, if you're having bad hair day after bad hair day, and then you go for a great haircut and you realize, wow, my hair does look really good. Huh. Sort of the same with cleaning. So when you have a nice clean space, that feeling, I believe, is what motivates me. And I think many other people, both, on YouTube and anyone who reads my website, cleanmyspace.com, that's really what motivates them to do it, whether they like it or not. They understand the mental benefit of living in a cleaner space.
I realize you're an entrepreneur and now a successful entrepreneur, but how in the world did you go from having this rather small, upscale cleaning business to becoming a star of your own YouTube channel? I mean, that must have been, that's quite an evolution.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. My husband and I, we decided to start making these videos. This is an interesting story, just as a way to sort of build out our client base in Toronto. And what we found was that people who were watching YouTube videos, they didn't really care that I had a service in Toronto, because most of the people who were watching were not Canadian, let alone from Toronto. And secondly, people who hire a cleaning service typically aren't the people who are looking up how to clean something on YouTube.
Right.
So we've realized now that we've kind of mastered this entire cleaning market. We've got the videos on one side, and hey, if you don't want to clean, at least if you're in the Toronto area, we've got a service for you too. So it's been sort of an interesting evolution there. And then we also recently started selling a line of premium microfiber cloths as well. So yeah, we're finding all kinds of ways to make cleaning easier.
You still have the cleaning business?
I do, yeah.
May I ask how many people work for you now?
Yeah, we have about 30 people rocking and rolling. I have two people working in my office taking care of the day-to-day stuff, because, to be honest, I cannot be there every day. So, having wonderful people at the office really helps.
And, are they in teams, the cleaners?
So our staff work in teams, and then they also work independently. So it's very interesting. We do a lot of condominiums. Toronto has a lot of condos downtown. So a lot of those are one-person jobs. And, the bigger houses, they get two people. So, yeah, very interesting structure.
Who cleans your house?
Well, my husband and I, we do a lot of the cleaning. and I talk about this in the book, actually, in Chapter 13. When things get out of hand, like right now, I've got my book tour going on. There's a lot of traveling happening this month. When we need help, we bring someone in to help. And I think that is perfectly reasonable. But the day-to-day stuff we take care of, and then the bigger things, that we can't tackle on a regular basis to keep our sanity, we're happy to part with the money,
Right. Well, yeah. Let's get into your system. You have this famous three-step system that determines where, how, and when to clean. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I love this system because this just takes the weight off of anyone's shoulders when it comes to cleaning. It's called the Maker Method. And the first step is determining your MIAs, or your most important areas. Because when I talk to people about cleaning, they say, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't even know where to start. And the truth is, once you figure out what's most important to you, then you can focus on cleaning those on a regular basis. And the other things you can schedule in, and we'll talk more about that in the third step. But at least once you figure out your MIAs, you know where to focus your energy, so you don't feel as stressed out. Like, you don't feel like, oh my gosh, I have to clean everything. Now I just have to clean a few things. The second step of the Maker Method is figuring out the PTTs, or the products, tools, and techniques. And I found that once people have a strong understanding of what they need to do when it comes to cleaning in terms of product, tools, and techniques, they feel empowered. They can just go and do it. You don't have to think about it. You can sort of set your mind to autopilot and get going. And the bulk of the book talks about that. And in it, I also talk about product recommendations, lots of fun DIY cleaning recipes, which a lot of people are loving.
A lot of what?
A lot of DIY cleaning recipes.
Oh, do it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people love that. And then I also get into, in the third step, we talk about routines and scheduling, because a lot of people say, look, I know I need to clean, but when do I get the time? Like, life is busy. It's not the way it was 50 years ago when someone was taking care of the house on a daily basis. I'm a realist. I don't like cleaning. I don't want to spend my whole day doing it. I don't think other people do either. So that's what this whole third step is about, figuring out routines and schedules to make cleaning work for you.
Well, on the first step, you say to determine these MIAs, but what about for those people who are very fastidious and about every nook and cranny of every room, maybe a little OCD?
Yeah, you know what? Ultimately, we have a little tip in there in the book where I talk about, look, if you are fastidious and you do want everything done, A, if you have the time and you want to do it, by all means. If someone told me I couldn't do the thing I loved all the time, I wouldn't be so happy. So if you love doing it, you have the time, go for it. But if you really are fastidious but you don't have the time, I talk about how to prioritize. So take your MIAs, prioritize them, rank them, and then you'll have even a more clear understanding of where you need to focus.
Well, there's a couple of other letters that are important in your system, Melissa. You're a big proponent of the S and the W, and the S is for when you're wiping or dusting, and the W for vacuuming. And of course, that's used in painting walls usually, too.
Yeah, and again, like, I'm all about efficiency, Joe, so when people vacuum, I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but they sort of vacuum in a starburst pattern around themselves.
Right.
And, yeah, it kind of gives you these really sloppy cut lines. And vacuuming and I don't get along very well. So when I figured out this W pattern business, it was a real game changer, and that's why, you know, I share it in the book. I want people to know this is how to vacuum. It is so much easier, and it looks beautiful.
A little more detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the S pattern gives you this, do you want me to explain the
W
pattern?
Yeah, describe it a little more, yeah.
Cool, yeah. So here's the way it works. Basically, you look at a room, you can kind of divide it in sections. You want to start on the opposite corner to the exit point of the room because you don't want to vacuum yourself into a corner. That's never a fun thing. And then you want to start in your first section right at the top corner of the room, and you want to run the vacuum straight back down along the baseboard without scratching it, but you're going to use that as your guide. And then on the upstroke, you're going to slightly angle up and forward, and then on the downstroke, you're going to pull straight back. So you just keep repeating this pattern, working your way from one side of the room to the other, from, say, the left to the right. Once you complete that section, then you just move into your second section or your final section, and you just continue the W pattern, this time going in the opposite direction, so from left to right. And the idea here is that you just have these really nice angled and straight lines, and it makes your room look clean and tidy and streamlined. It really looks beautiful.
And the S?
Like you just arrived at the Ritz.
Yeah. That's
and then
not,
you
that's
walk on it one time, and there goes the pattern. Okay. And
look, it can't last forever, but it looks good when it's done.
Right. So tell us about the S.
Yeah, so the S pattern, when a lot of people clean, they do this funny buffing motion, you know, just a circular motion. And I always, once I explain it to someone, they say, yeah, now I see the light. This is crazy. So the buffing motion that someone would do, basically they're cleaning a surface, then they're going right back around in a circle, and they're basically taking all the dirt and the schmutz that they just cleaned off that surface, and they're putting it right back on that clean area.
Schmutz. By way of schmutz. Got Yiddish.
Yes.
Schmutz. Yeah, well, you got to throw in a little bit of Yiddish every now and then. So when you do the S pattern instead, it's a much more effective way to clean because you start at one corner of a surface, you go along the top of that surface all the way over to the other corner, and then you swoop your hand down ever so slightly, and then you just keep going one side to the other, lower, lower, lower. And what this does, it reduces streaks. You're never taking anything that's dirty and putting it on a clean surface, and it saves time. So someone the other day put a comment on my Facebook page, and they said, I need a T-shirt that says the S pattern changed my life.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're speaking with Melissa Maker, entrepreneur, foodie, techie, at-home experimenter, cleaning expert, cleanmyspace.com, and Clean My Space, the YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
And we return 20 minutes past 1 o'clock. It's today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. We're speaking with Melissa Maker. We're talking about her many-faceted world, including her new book, Clean My Space, The Secret to Cleaning Better, Faster, and Loving Your Home Every Day. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join in, we have a few minutes and a few lines, 1-800-743-9576, or email radio@wlrn.org. Melissa, let's bring up your recommended cleaning solutions. You're a big advocate of homemade ones.
Yeah, I love making my own products. They work really, really well, and you know it only takes one time to try them to see, and then once you do, you realize, wow, I'm saving money. This is easy. I like it.
Okay, so what are some?
So one that I love is just a general all-purpose cleaner, and you can make it with 1.5 cups of plain water, a half cup of rubbing alcohol. You can put in a half teaspoon of dish soap, and you can dash in about 5 to 10 drops of your favorite essential oils. And essential oils are such a fun thing to play with when you're making these products, because I always look for ways to make cleaning a little bit more enjoyable. and I happen to love essential oils and different scents. So, you know, I have a nice selection at home. I might do citrus, a little bit of orange or lemon. I might do something herbal like peppermint. Tea tree is great.
Lavender.
And essential oils. What's that?
Lavender.
Yeah, lavender is so nice. It's so relaxing, especially if you're doing anything in the bedroom.
Right.
If you're doing bedroom cleaning, it's so nice. So that's a great product. And, you know, the basis of a lot of the products are pantry items that you have at home. So things like baking soda, which is just such a fabulous cleaner. It's a whitener and brightener you can use in your laundry. It's a mild abrasive product that you can use in lieu of like a cream cleanser or a powdered cleanser. And it's also a deodorizer. So it's really a triple threat, actually. It's pretty fantastic, and it's very, very inexpensive. White vinegar is another great one. Great for cutting grease, great for really enhancing a shine.
Great and for windows.
Yeah, great for windows. And it doesn't leave a vinegary scent behind after about 10 minutes or so. A lot of people ask about that, and the truth is, yeah, it's going to smell for a few minutes, but thankfully, the smell of vinegar dissipates, which is wonderful. And then, you know, even something like dish soap, it's a very nice pH-neutral soap. Castile soap is another option if you're looking for something that's vegetable-based. But either way, it's just a simple cleanser. And, you know, when I was writing the book, I actually did a call with an epidemiologist from the CDC. And I was asking him all kinds of questions about cleaning and bacteria and disinfecting. And he said to me, look, Melissa, you need soap and water to clean like 80 to 90% of your home. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
You know, you mentioned alcohol before, so I would assume that this cleaning product that contains the alcohol is not to be used on any wood surface, right?
Well, if you're using it in copious amounts, it's a bad idea. But if, you know, you're using it in a very little amount, it's okay. That being said, I always tell people, you know, do what you're comfortable with. And if for whatever reason you feel you don't want to use rubbing alcohol, you can always omit it from the recipe and just change it out with some additional water.
The alcohol is okay for wood. It's fine finishes that it could be a little troublesome.
Well, like for that's, lacquer or...
Any kind of fine finish.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep it away from anything with a lacquer finish. But, you know, the important part, too, when you're making a product or you're trying a product is to always test it on an inconspicuous area, just to make sure that it won't cause any harm or damage to a surface.
Let's take a quick call. We've got Glenn in Hollywood. Glenn, you're up. Hi.
Yes, hi. This is Glenn. I'm a complete slob. I have to walk around things and over things to get through my condominium. I'd like it to be clean, but I don't know how to get motivated. It doesn't seem to make any difference. I have a roommate. My ex-girlfriend, it drives her crazy. Do you have any miraculous solutions for it?
Melissa, any way to motivate Glenn?
Yeah, Glenn, you're not the first person.
You've got an ex-girlfriend involved or something? Sounds like you need to maybe change roommates.
Well,
no, it's not the girlfriend. It drives her crazy.
Yeah, she's my ex-girlfriend, now my roommate. Yeah.
Okay, so what are some ways?
Yeah, so you're certainly not going to be the last person to ask this question either. And the thing is, you know, if we look at cleaning on the whole, it feels very overwhelming because you feel like, you know, what you just said, Glenn, like my place is messy and I'm a slob and I don't have the motivation. Well, it's really hard to get in the mindset if you feel like you have this all or nothing approach. So whenever someone feels that way, I always advise them just to start really small. Like even just time yourself, give yourself 5 minutes. And do something. Because 5 minutes, if you say, you know what, I am going to pick the stuff up off my bedroom floor and I'm giving myself 5 minutes. Set a timer or play a song, get whatever you can done in that 5 minutes. And the great part is that once you see the results from cleaning, and the results are so immediate, it's not like a diet, you know, you see the results from cleaning a space immediately. You might even feel a little bit more motivated. And if you don't, you're at least going to feel better about your space. And then if, you know, you get the hankering, you can do it again the next day, again, giving yourself 5 minutes.
Okay.
So really chunking it down into something manageable, I think, is the best way to go.
Thanks very much.
Why don't you tell Glenn about your 8 to 10-minute express clean? Maybe that'll get him motivated.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bonnie. So in the book, we have what I call my express cleans. And those are designed, they're sort of like the drive-through versions of a cleaning, if you will. So not the steak dinner, but sort of the drive-through version. And you spend, you know, you can set a timer. I usually set, when I was setting the cleanings up, they were, you know, anywhere from a few minutes to, I think the longest one might have been 14 minutes, but I would have to double check that. Either way, what you do is you set a timer and you look through the formula that I've put together, which always starts with just a quick decluttering. And then following that, you want to take care of any, you know, obvious marks on a surface. You can wipe those up really quickly. And then you finish up by the floors, and you just sort of take care of the floors or any other finer details that are particular to that room. But the great news is I have this guide, and it's at the beginning of each chapter. So if, for example, you wanted to do an express clean of your bathroom, it's right there at the beginning of the bathroom
chapter. Take us through the bathroom quickly.
Yeah, so the bathroom chapter, basically you would go around the room, you would declutter everything, you would take out anything that doesn't belong, including recycling or any garbage that you have. The next thing you would do is give your surfaces a quick once-over, not everything, but you would sort of look at the key bathroom surfaces. So your mirror, for example, you would give that a quick little wipe if you notice any toothpaste splashes. Not the whole mirror, you're just sort of touching it up. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the counter, same thing with the sink. You can also give the toilet seat a quick wipe, the toilet bowl a super quick swish if you have the time. And if you have a tub, you can either give that just a quick dry wipe, or you can frankly just leave that until you do your thorough clean. This is all about just getting bang for your buck. So how can I invest a few minutes and get great results?
And that'll be some instant gratification that might get you motivated to actually do the cleaning. So I see now that you're expanding your area of expertise into the eating well and healthy domain, yes?
Well, I've started doing some additional content on a second YouTube channel that I have, which is just my name, Melissa Maker. And what I found is that so many people enjoyed, you know, when I would share information about cleaning and sort of broke it down and made it super simple, that I started to get questions about other things. So, yes, it's a project that's currently in the works, and I'm going to be spending more time getting into some more lifestyle content as well with the same, you know, idea where I try to make things easier and quicker and better, because I believe that you can live a better life if you know how to clean. And if I can talk about cleaning in that light, I think I can talk about some more exciting things in that light as well.
One of your ideas also is to clean like the clock. Start at one spot, maybe a door, obviously. Call that 12 o'clock and then move around the clock until you
That's
get back
right.
where you started.
Mm. Yeah, and I find, you know, when I first started the cleaning company back in 2006, I had no idea how to tackle a room, but I knew I had a limited amount of time to do it, and I knew what it needed to look like. And working your way around the room in a clock is really different from the way that I started, because I'd go into a room and I'd be in one corner, and then I'd see something else, and then I'd see another shiny thing, and then I'd see garbage on the floor, and the next thing you knew, I was missing stuff and just getting completely distracted. Hmm. So I find this method of working your way clockwise around the room, always going from the top to the bottom, make sure that you stay focused and that you don't miss a spot. And I promise you, if you've not tried this before, the next time you clean, work your way around the room clockwise and you will be amazed.
Okay, last question. What's the weirdest thing you've ever had to clean that complies with FCC standards and decency standards? Yes.
I don't know if I can say that.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's we've encountered some interesting stuff, you know, and my staff, they've called panicked a few times. We've sort of had to coach them through it. It's been a lot of interesting learnings, but if I told you the most interesting thing, it would not be appropriate for radio.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Melissa Maker is an entrepreneur, foodie, techie. She's a cleaning expert, founder of Clean My Space. It's a boutique cleaning service, and the host of YouTube's Clean My Space channel. And her book is Clean My Space, The Secret to Cleaning Better, Faster, and Loving Your Home Every Day. And the website is cleanmyspace.com, and the cleaning service is cleanmyspace.ca. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, we wish you all the best, and here's to more good cleaning.
Thanks. It was a pleasure talking to you both.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.